Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. All right, folks, you know how much I love pet nutrition. I beat that drum constantly because it is so important to the overall life of our pets, and it really impacts everything that we do with our pets. Yet there are companies out there like Royal Canin who are doing things beyond just the nutrition side, and they came out with an interesting study. So I reached out to the folks over there. I'm happy to say I have one of their vets online with us, Brent Mayab. How you doing, Brent?
Pretty good, Robert. And you?
Oh, I'm doing great. You guys had a really interesting study that just came out. Maybe share with our listeners just a short synopsis of it.
Yeah, so we surveyed 500 dog owners and 500 cat owners, and we asked them some questions about their favorite breeds, what they would look at in choosing a pet, whether it be a specific breed or whether it would be just a mixed breed, some of the things they think about. And we had some really cool responses.
Yeah, the results were definitely very interesting there. I was kind of surprised when I got the overview there. Hey, I also want to talk about how important it is when you're thinking about adopting or buying a pet. What kind of criteria do you suggest that prospective pet parents take into consideration?
This is a great question. And when I was working in private practice, it was a question that I got fairly often. And there really are a lot of things to think about. One of the things I always talk to potential new pet parents about is finding a pet that really matches their current lifestyle. That's so important. Now, some people will choose a dog or a cat based on the appearance. They like the look of one breed or another, or maybe they like the look of a specific dog or cat. And they don't always take into account the dog's temperament or personality. So one of the things I would always say is, you know, do your homework. For example, if the family is very active and they like to run or they like to go hiking and they want their dog to go with them, then they need to look for a more athletic dog. You know, so those are some of the things that we would always counsel people to think about. You know, is the new pet, how often is the new pet going to be left alone and for what duration? Some dogs are going to adjust to that a little more often than others. If they're looking into a purebred dog, then I cannot emphasize enough doing research on the breed. They can talk to breeders. They can talk to other owners on breed discussion boards. People on those boards are really happy to talk about their breed and let you know about them. Talk to their vet. He or she will be a great source of information. And if they're looking more for an adoption of a mixed breed from a shelter or rescue, my best advice is to talk to the staff of that particular shelter or rescue, because their goal is the same as yours. They want a good match for you and for that specific pet. So they'll be very honest about whether a pet is going to likely work in someone's individual situation. But kind of the top and the bottom of it is to make sure that the cat or the dog that you're looking at fits your individual situation. And for me, obviously, my interest is more around the nutrition part of this. And so what I would tell people is, you know, in thinking about a dog, for example, it sounds obvious, but it's worth saying is large dogs eat more, and very large dogs eat a lot more. So that's something to consider when thinking about selecting a pet. But it's not just how much they eat. It's also how they eat. So what I mean by that, for example, is that Chihuahuas are known to be fussy eaters sometimes. So if your situation is one where you need to kind of put the food down in the morning and just go, well, that may not be a great choice, because sometimes it takes a little coaxing with certain dogs. And so we think about things like this when we formulate our breed health nutrition diets. Things like, you know, Siamese cats, for example, love to eat multiple small meals throughout the day, and they don't always chew. They eat a little more quickly, so we can actually design the kibble around that. So,
right,
you know, do the homework is the key message from all this, and make sure that the new pet fits, you know, your particular life situation.
Well, and I think that's a great point. I think the other thing, too, is, and we talk about it on the show quite often, is to do the best that you can with pet nutrition but do it in a sustainable way. Great mm-hmm. food for 1 week and then followed up by, you know, 7 weeks of not great food really doesn't have the impact that that 1 week was really wasted. So I think that's a really good point there, is you got to know the breed. You've got to know their tendencies. How do you factor that in, though, when you're thinking about a pet? What should my criteria nutrition-wise be?
So, you know, the beauty of it is the more the precise the nutrition can be, we feel the better it's going to be. And that makes sense, you know, very specific nutrition. So you can base nutrition on a lot of things. We've got diets, let's say, if you are looking at a purebred dog, we've got diets for a lot of different purebreds. And this is based on the philosophy of, you know, we know that, for example, Labradors, they have certain things that are common to Labradors, all labs of the breed. And so with that, it's kind of easy to see how you can be very, very specific. But let's say you're looking at a mixed breed dog and, you know, you're not sure what breeds might be involved. What can you do there? Well, we actually know, too, that dogs of different sizes have different nutritional needs. And
absolutely.
So you can be very specific to that. For example, small breed dogs are more likely to have dental disease, more likely to have, you know, skin and coat issues. And so our formulas for small breed dogs all address that. And then another thing to look at in selecting nutrition and selecting a dog, you know, and how it's related, or a cat, is age, because puppies are going to have different dietary needs than adult dogs, and older cats and dogs are going to have different dietary needs as well. And so that may be something that comes to mind, is let's say we have this really, you know, an older cat that we want to adopt, and that cat has some dental issues and has to be on, you know, a diet that's, it's a wet diet, a canned diet. Well, for some people, that doesn't really fit with their lifestyle to have wet diet out all the time, and their lifestyle would be better served in some other way. But these are the ways that we look at this when we decide about the nutrition.
Great stuff there. Hey, Brent, for those who want to get more information about the survey, kind of dive a little bit deeper into it, where can they do that?
Yeah, go to the website rcbestinbreed.com. If they come there, they can get a free coupon to try one of our breed health nutrition formulas.
Hey, thanks for all that you guys are doing. I love it. I love the nutrition aspect coming to the forefront more often. I like what you guys are doing. Really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time with us. Looking forward to having you back in the future. Again, folks, if you want more information on this, go to rcbestinbreed.com. Great stuff. Brent, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.